Number two, getting someone saved is likened unto having a child, and everything brings forth after its own kind. Look, if you would, at Romans chapter 7. While you're turning to Romans chapter 7, I'll read for you from Philemon, where Paul said in Philemon, I beseech thee for my son Onesimus, whom I have begotten in my bonds. Now, Paul talks about winning Onesimus unto Christ, and he calls that, I've begotten Onesimus in my bonds. I begat Onesimus. He says to the Galatians in chapter 4, verse 19, my little children, of whom I travail in birth again until Christ be formed in you. So he talks about giving birth to them as a woman giving birth to a child. That's the illustration that's used. He said, I begat Onesimus. He says to Titus, my own son after the common faith. To Timothy, my dearly beloved son. Unto Timothy, my own son in the faith. So over and over again, Paul uses this terminology of begetting, travailing in birth. You're my son. If he won them, Christ. He even says to them elsewhere, he says, well, you have many instructors in Christ, but you only have one father. I begat you. He says to them, okay. He's saying, I begat you in the gospel. So he used that illustration. Look at Romans chapter 7, verse 4. Wherefore, my brethren, ye also are become dead to the law by the body of Christ, that you should be married to another, even to him who is raised from the dead, that we should bring forth fruit unto God. What he's saying here is that we're married unto Christ. This is just a metaphor, an illustration. He says, we're married unto Christ so that we can bring forth fruit unto God. What's the fruit of marriage? Children. You know, when God told Adam and Eve, be fruitful and multiply, what's he telling them? He's telling them, you're going to have children. Be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth. And so here it talks about winning people to Christ as an illustration of, hey, we're dead to the law, we're married to Christ, so that we can bring forth fruit unto God. Oh, just kidding. We can just bring forth fruit unto God without being married to Christ. Wrong. You have to be saved to get people saved, okay? Everything brings forth after its own kind. The fruit of oranges is oranges, right? If we took an apple and that apple brings forth fruit, it'll be apples for sure every time. The Bible says, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. You know, the fruit falls into the ground, it rots, it decays, it goes into the earth, and new life springs up of an apple tree. And the tree is known by its fruit, because everything brings forth after its own kind.